Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Wednesday. Once again, Wednesday, the 12th of August. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
Glad you're here. Also with me today, as it should be, the other half of the Dream Team, Mr. John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, I'm back. I'm back from my ventures with Warrior Nun.
What did we tell you yesterday? We tried to tell you.
We literally warned you.
Yes, we did warn you. So, Charlotte, I'd like to start with you. And something that you're seeing happening on Big Sur that was something we were actually sort of excited about hearing about on iOS.
Right, yes. We'll go back to the start on this one. So when people started getting hold of beta versions and public beta versions of iOS 14, they realized, and I wrote about it and we discussed it on the show, that if you had a News Plus subscription, it would, when you clicked on a link to a relevant publication, your device would know you had a News Plus subscription and it would take you into the news app beyond the paywall and you would be able to read the article.
Which and I at thought the time, was very thought useful. Was great. Yeah.
Big fan. So a really obvious example would be the Wall Street Journal. You see a Wall Street Journal story or opinion piece or whatever, you tap on a link to it, and it is opened in the news app via your News Plus subscription. Now, as I think Andrew wrote up, we have the public betas for Big Sur as well. Mm-hmm. And people have noticed that the same function exists in the Mac version, i.e. you could do a Google search, and if there is an article, you click on the link and it takes you beyond the paywall into News Plus. It only works if you have a News Plus, active News Plus subscription.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would presumably hit the paywall as normal.
Right.
Personally, as I said with iOS 14, I'm delighted about this feature. I think it sounds great. I think it will be super useful. It makes a News Plus subscription even more valuable. Thank you very much.
Well, but what we know is that there aren't a whole lot of people who have News Plus subscriptions, and so maybe that's... Because what we're seeing in this is that the reaction to it is sort of unfavorable, I would say.
Yeah, some people, I've seen some freakouts. We just said off air, it's probably Twitter, and that's fair enough. And also, this is obviously a beta version, and it's going to take time to work out. So someone over on TechCrunch, Anthony Haar at TechCrunch, tried it out, because the premium part of TechCrunch is in News Plus.
Okay.
Whereas normal TechCrunch, you don't need a paywall. There's no paywall right there. And he said he noticed that whatever TechCrunch link he tapped, it took him into the news app.
Okay.
Now, that may be something you could... Maybe the type of thing that gets worked out in the beta process, whatever.
Sure.
But some people are obviously concerned about what's Apple brings more stuff into their ecosystem. Apple, sort of controlling your reading experience. There's all sorts of things like that. Now, I don't personally have an objection to this. I think it's quite useful. It's no different. For example, if you tap a New York Times link, the New York Times app opens on your iPad, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that has made people take notice is that people are not that used to dealing with the news app. People are not that used to dealing with News Plus, and suddenly it's kind of being put in front of them in quite a clear way. You know, it's not like podcasts where people just associate, oh yeah, I tapped on a podcast link, obviously it's going to open in the podcast app.
Right.
So I think there's a bit of that going on. I should say Apple did give a statement to TechCrunch, which I think is worth unpacking as well. It said, Apple is committed to creating the best experience for Apple News Plus subscribers. This change offers subscribers seamless access to the content that is part of their News Plus subscription, right in the news app or publisher app, as well as providing publishers with increased engagement and revenue opportunities on Apple News. News Plus subscribers can set their link preference in the news settings, i.e. you can turn it off.
Right. Now, very good.
I quite
not,
like
not
it.
That I'm it's on by default. I just like options.
Right, exactly.
Well, I think that hopefully what they do is decide that this needs to be off by default and is a thing that you can enable. Or
yeah, I don't think that will happen. I don't think it should.
Yeah. Well,
like, I think the reason they're doing it is to get people to more people to use the News app and the News Plus service, right?
Sure.
So the idea that it'll be off by default seems pretty unlikely to me.
Yeah, it does to me too. But it's good to want things. You know, I think Charlotte, you're absolutely right. I think this is just trying to get people to put a few more miles on the News app on the Mac side. I know a fair number of people who use it pretty religiously on their iPhones or on their iPads, but have maybe never opened it on their Mac at all, at least not intentionally. I know a few people who, you know, messages is over in the corner and somebody sends them a link and they click on it and it opens the News app and like, what's happening? As opposed to just a web page. So that's entirely possible. Now, John, you are not a News Plus subscriber?
I am not.
Okay. So does this sound like a good idea to you?
It does sound like a good idea, but it also sounds vaguely Microsoftian from the days of old. It's a sort of a quasi creepy insertion of convenience for the sake of locking you in. Mm-hmm. And the press release is correct technically on the surface. But I think what agitates people is that they expect to have a certain amount of autonomy and control and mm-hmm. process understanding. And what happens is that when you click on things and mysterious, convenient things happen, you wonder what's causing it. How do you fix it? How do you turn it on and off? What's the impact of your subscription? Why is all this working the way it does? And what happens if it stops working? Mm-hmm. And people kind of like to be, you know, kind of like mechanical, at least I do, and process driven. And it's
you know, I
like
never would have imagined that about you.
Crazy.
I just never would have heard.
No, really?
No, it's so odd to consider.
It's the logical thing to do, Charlotte.
Oh, all right, Spock.
In the end, I think I like it. It's convenient. You can turn it off.
Mm-hmm. I think the part of it that sticks with me is, like you said, John, mysterious convenience. I think that's the part that makes me that gives me a little bit of pause, I guess, is the part, that part where, like, I think I see why this is better, but I don't know why it happened. And that just leads to a bunch of questions.
It's like walking into the grocery store and somebody walks up to you with a Safeway badge on and says, yeah, the milk department's on aisle 16. And you go, how do you know that? How do you know I was there for
milk? How do you know I want to know that? Yeah.
That's so convenient. And you can just go straight to aisle 16 and get your milk. But
at the same time,
what's happening here? What's going on behind the scenes?
Exactly. And there's more to that story. And I think that's the part that is probably... the issue. And hopefully, because this is happening in beta releases, maybe there's an opportunity there for like a dialogue to pop up or something and saying taking you to your News Plus subscription or something like that, so that it's a little more obvious what's happening. Because I'm not fundamentally against it. I'm against the mystery part, because one of the things I like about my computer is when it's not mysterious, whether it's working or not working. I just don't want it to be secret.
And I think it's a fair point to make that I'm comfortable with it because I know what is happening and I've actively chosen to have a News Plus subscription. Right. And I'm actively frustrated by the extra step I have to get to sometimes to read links in the app I want to read them in.
Sure.
That's an important point, Charlotte. Once you understand it, once you know why it's happening, and mm-hmm. once you understand how to control it, then you're at home with the convenience.
Right. Exactly. And I think the comparison you made of like, it's kind of the difference of going into a store and saying, where is XYZ, and it's sending you there. Mm-hmm. And being, so no, that's fine. And I do get that. But I think we should keep in proportion the kind of the sort of insertion and inconvenience that Apple has made. I would also, if I were, you know, a difficult and cynical person, I might also point out that very often content looks much nicer in the News app than in the apps or mobile websites that some outlets have provided.
Well,
Just saying.
I don't know that that's cynical at all. I think if...
Just hashtag, you know. Just saying.
So I'm interested to see where this goes and what the final form looks like when we get that later this year with the official release of Big Sur. I'm definitely... I know we're going to be watching it closely, and as we find out more, we will absolutely let you know about it. But for right now, what I'd like to do is take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor is Raycon Earbuds. And, you know, lots of us are working in new different places now. We're working at home, or maybe your gym is now your backyard or something like that. And when you're in that kind of position, you want to be listening to what you want to be listening to, not necessarily what you're roommates or your spouse or your crime fighting sidekick or whoever else is listening to, or maybe you just don't even want to listen to them. You need to zone out a little bit. You can do that with wireless earbuds that you get from Raycon. And before you go spend a truckload of money on them from another company, you can get a pair from Raycon, which are true wireless earbuds that start at about half the price of most other premium wireless. The Everyday E25 is their newest model. I've been wearing a pair of those. I really like them. They're super duper comfortable. They connect to everything really easily. I've connected them to a bunch of different devices around my house, and they always do a really good job of connecting. They have at least 6 hours of playtime. I feel like I've gotten more than that out of them. You can use one at a time if you prefer, and they're super small and lightweight. By the, you know, once you get them fitted in your ears properly, you can completely forget they're there. They make great phone calls. And if you are interested in getting your own pair, because you are my listeners, thank you for listening, by the way, you can also get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/TDO. It's buyraycon.com/TDO. You can get 15% off your Raycon wireless earbud order at buyraycon.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. Now, our other bit of news today is that Steve Wozniak is having a birthday. And it's not so much that his birthday is particularly notable, right, Charlotte? It's what he's doing for it.
Well, it's kind of notable in the sense that he's 70, and yeah, that's always a big milestone birthday, so happy birthday, Woz.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is celebrating in a very Woz way. First of all, he did a joke on Twitter that he was only 46 because hexadecimal number system, lol.
That is, I would call that weapons grade Woz right there.
That's a show.
That's 4 times 16 is 64, and 64 plus 6 is 70. I had to get that in.
Thank you, John, because none of the rest of us had any idea exactly what that meant. So I actually honestly do appreciate you explaining that, because I was going to ask you when we were done recording.
It was useful, but also, are you feeling better now?
Yes, I feel much better.
All right.
So, yes, weapons grade Woz, title of the show. And so he started this joke, but his wife has also set up this whole charity event, and it's an 11-day extravaganza with all sorts of stars, and it's all being live streamed on Twitter and Twitch and all sorts of things, and it's raising money for charity. So it's pretty cool.
That's excellent. One thing I saw, I will say, there was a bit of it that caught my eye, which was the scavenger hunt. Because I enjoy scavenger hunts, and that seems like it would be a really fun thing to get to be part of. So that was the thing I thought was interesting.
Exactly. They was doing that, and that's all part of, I think it's in part a kind of cheer people up thing. And it's also raising money for the Benefiting Jewels Inspiring Children Foundation. So there you go.
Yeah. And I will say, this is a creative way I've seen some fundraising happening. We've seen a lot of fundraising happening in 2020. And this is one that I thought was pretty entertaining as far as how they were going about doing it and the fundraising piece of it. So I thought that was kind of fun. I did enjoy getting to read about it. It sounds like a really interesting scavenger hunt. Hmm. It did start yesterday. So I don't know if we're all ineligible now, because I didn't know about it until this morning. But hopefully everybody can still get in on it. There's some interesting stuff. And, you know, the great thing about it is that because everybody's home, this is all stuff that you kind of have to do yourself. Like, there are these little tasks that yeah. you have to complete in order to do it. It's not go to a place and find this thing and take a picture of it. It's stuff that you can do at home without having to leave anywhere. So it's like all well within whatever your local regulations are, because even if they're really strict, you can do all of this while you're inside. So it's pretty great. That was the thing I thought was good.
Yeah, and there's some very cool people who are part of the celebrations organized by Janet Wozniak. So we've got everyone from Andrew Bocelli, the opera singer.
Yeah.
Carla Santana, comedian Chris Rock, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. A lot of people. That's an interesting group of people by themselves.
I mean, right? There's a few others in there as well. I can still call Shaq an NBA star. Not, I don't have to pretend he's an actor, do I?
You do not. He still talks about basketball on one of the broadcast channels.
Stuff. Yeah. We can focus on the good stuff. That's what's important.
Yeah. Just as long as we're not talking about his free throws, we'll be fine.
So that the Steve Woz is turning 70, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. And
happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve Wozniak. I also enjoy that he got a song of the day from Jonathan Mann, for people who are unfamiliar. Jonathan Mann writes, produces, and releases a YouTube video of a song every single day. And he's been doing it for ages. And they're super great. And I enjoy listening to them. And so apparently he did one for Woz. So that's great. And yes, happy birthday, Woz. And I know you don't remember, but I got to meet you at Macworld once and you were very nice to me. So I appreciate that. I think that's going to do it for us today. If you decide that you are going to become part of the scavenger hunt, or if you have strong feelings about being redirected to the News Plus app, you can always let us know at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. I would like to point out, for longtime listeners of the show that know, all of the episodes of the show have episode numbers. And today's episode is episode 1497, which means episode 1500 is breathing down our necks. And you might want to do some math and figure out when that is and check it out. So I'm going to leave it there for now. I can't give everything away. But that's going to do it for us today. So Charlotte, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure, and it's even more of a pleasure when I can have you on with the other half of the Dream Team, John Vulcan Martellaro. Thanks, John.
Hailing you from the Order of the Cruciform Sword.
I knew you were going to take that and run with it, and it warms my heart that you did. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.